You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast. We got AJ, we got Eric, we got Rudo.
We got Tiff being rude.
At least you called me by my preferred name.
Avs taking on nobody today and nobody tomorrow. The final game of the season, and not to, till Thursday for Colorado.
And so, a bunch of nobodies in round one.
And a well, look.
I'm just getting warmed up here.
I figured I'm ready for the beatdown on some of these East Coast teams, because we're going to get into the playoff races that are remaining and the three teams that are all trying to throw away, I guess four teams really, that are all trying to throw away a playoff spot right now. Yeah.
It's unreal.
It's wild over there. We'll also talk about the bottom end of the league in the tankathon for Celebrini and maybe some other news around League Two.
Is there other news around the league?
I mean, the Sabres fired their coach.
Body armor
is the new biofuel, or what, biosteel? Yeah,
I prefer biofuel. I think that's
it.
Rad.
Sounds more like a drink than biosteel, yeah. Right?
I mean, like, body armors or body fuel sounds like
body fuel.
Yeah, like it's like you got to get fueled.
You keep
up.
That right next to your Axe body spray.
Yes. Oh man, do you remember when Axe like took over?
Dude, I was in middle school when that happened. Like, you could not go to gym class without it smelling like 80 cans of Axe body spray.
I wore Axe.
Yeah, so did I in middle school.
I was in high school. The commercials, like, of course, great. Dude.
Everybody did, as far as I'm concerned.
Great, yeah. Commercial. No shame in that. It was just the way of the world.
Everyone wanted Junko jeans too. It's fine.
So yo. Much shame. So much shame.
I
so
did not judgment. Have any Junko. There was,
I didn't
that
either,
was a
but
no go.
I kind of wanted some. I just didn't have any.
I was thought they looked
super ultra baggy jeans.
No. Yeah, and they looked dumb. You know what trend was bad that I got really into? Cargo shorts.
Yeah, there are a lot. I was not a cargo shorts person, but I knew some people.
I liked the utility, because back then,
eight pockets.
Well, because back then you had to carry like a wallet, and you had to carry a pager. You had to carry, you know, like,
as if the pager is any different than a cell phone.
Well, they were also pretty small, but you also had to carry keys, and it was just like, back then I was like, I need places for all this, and I didn't need places for all that stuff. It was just.
Got,
I was just
Tamagotchi in one pocket.
Yeah, I actually never had any of those.
Me either.
Yeah, it was so opposed to fatherhood that I wouldn't even raise digital pets.
Okay, bro. Where do you guys want to start? The playoff race or the bottom of the league?
Bottom of the league.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, let's get this out of the way.
Let's start with this then. Eric is wearing a jacket because he is rooting for the Calgary Flames on Thursday.
Yes.
If the Calgary Flames beat the San Jose Sharks in regulation on Thursday, yes, they will have officially had a worse season than the 48-point Colorado Avalanche. So the Sharks are bad.
Dude, and the thing, that Avalanche team won 22 games.
Yep.
This San Jose team has 19 wins.
They might not get to
81 20. Games.
They might not get to 20.
We talk about how, oh, even the worst teams win a fourth of their games.
Say it again.
Maybe not.
Oh my god.
It is more than just San Jose at the bottom though. And this is the way I wanted to frame this conversation for you. Cuz I look at some of these teams near the bottom of the league, right? You look at a Chicago. Yes, they probably would love Macklin Celebrini, but they already have a Connor Bedard.
Mm-hmm.
You look at an Anaheim. They kind of have their pick of the litter with guys. What are they going to do with Mason McTavish? How high do they see his ceiling? They already have Leo Carlson. What is Cutter Gauthier to them?
Ugh. Great reception for Cutter Gauthier on this pod.
What is he to them?
What is your relationship status?
I think it's pretty safe to say that the Sharks pretty desperate for Macklin Celebrini. But who else would be the most... You think?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, Will Smith is going to be a one or two C in the NHL. He'll
sure.
Yeah. So, you know, like, they might have a guy there. He just doesn't want to go play there right now, so he's going to stay in college till he's 30.
But can, like, do other... Are there other teams that should be as desperate as San Jose for the 1C of the future?
Well, funny enough, because if you continue to go down this list, Columbus has Adam Fantilli.
They do. If they don't lose all their players because they screw everything up.
Of course. Montreal has Nick Suzuki, who I think is like the next Ryan O'Reilly.
Yeah, that's what he is.
As like the,
that's well said.
You know.
The, how much of a 1C is that?
Exactly.
Really?
Like a low-end 1C that's very good defensively.
Arizona's got plenty of options in that tank.
Arizona with Logan Cooley, that's like your obvious candidate there.
Yeah.
If he ends up being a wing, if he ends up being a 2C, then you still need that one guy, but you at least feel good that they've got one interesting guy. Ottawa has Tim Stützle,
who is the man already.
Yeah,
there.
You have. Yeah. I mean, you have Tim Stützle, Josh Norris,
right, other pieces to be honest. Yeah,
Shane Pinto. Like Ottawa's actually pretty fine here. And then you get into like Seattle, Calgary, New Jersey. You know, I'm not going to do all that, but you talk about like who actually needs it, and I'm like, it's Montreal. It's Montreal and it's Arizona. Those are the two teams, because with Montreal, there's no guessing about, in my opinion, there's no guessing about how good Nick Suzuki's can be. I think we've seen it. It's not to say that he won't continue to round out and he won't, you know, have some really good years, but I think that as a 1C, if that's your top C, you need a very good team around him to be highly competitive, not just like make the postseason. So But with Arizona, you know, so many obviously so many questions there.
First of all, you might have to start calling them Utah.
I'm not going to do that until they've officially moved. I'm not doing it.
Understandable.
My heart is still broken for our PHNX family.
And I've always wanted them in Arizona, for the record.
I'm just going to be stubborn about it. So everybody else can just deal. But with them, I think karmically, the universe kind of just owes them one. You keep doing this to that franchise. They've never moved up in the lottery.
Yep.
It would be brutal for them to move up in the lotto
after they move. Yeah, that would suck.
After all the top 10 picks that they've made, that would be brutal. But for the franchise, it's like, it would, you know, something good can happen to them. So you look at all these franchises, and it's like Montreal is probably the one that I think you can argue needs Celebrini the most. But putting him with Bedard
would make Chicago
makes
nasty.
And really, you put him on any of these other ones, and you give it a 1-2 punch on with him with Fantilli, him with Leo Carlson, him with Will Smith. Whew.
Yep.
And I think of those guys, Will Smith is the one that needs the most help.
I would agree.
So you could argue that San Jose, quote unquote, needs him the most of those bottom four teams that have clearly separated as the worst this year. Me personally, I want him to go out east. Please stop this influx of talent to the west. Please, please, please stop it.
That is funny.
I want to ask Eric here about this because you've worked in front offices. If you're San Jose, how much do you start planning ahead as if this is going to happen? Is it none? Can you not let yourself go that far? Or are they already starting to move things into place here?
I mean, just don't look any further than the Avalanche, right? You know what I mean? You have that 48-point season and... Right, if you start looking ahead.
So you're not even looking past game 82 right now.
No, okay. I mean, but I'm talking about back then. Like, the 48-point
sure.
season,
and then
all of a sudden
they get
four.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But,
right?
Well, so were the Avs, do you think the Avs were planning ahead to not have the fourth overall pick? Obviously, after the lottery, you know, and you really start
working.
It'd
be nice to ask, like, who they had at one, you know? I've heard that they had Makar at one from some guys.
Is not
that
what
true?
I've heard.
But I've heard that.
Heard that, Patrick.
I also have heard that.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying is, when I say they, I shouldn't have said that. Some, again, remember individuals, you know, will fight for. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some guys had McCarr not the team. One. No. Yeah. I rephrased that. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I have heard that the Flyers, a significant portion of that organization, wanted McCarr.
Yeah.
That is true because Bobby Clark went public with it. And they reverse. I mean, I think it was Hexie, right? That was there at the time. Yep. They reverse. Yeah. So McCarr was a weird pick. McCarr was a weird pick because of the AJ playing in the Alberta Junior Hockey.
Yeah.
Right. You know, yep. Which is like, it's when you have a high schooler. Over the years, it's always been the same thing when you have a high schooler. Or like, you know, not for a first overall, but I'm talking about. I've told you guys my stories of, you know, Hayes and Bukestad and Charlie Coyle, and you know when you're
Casey
dealing
Middlestat.
With Casey Middlestat. Perfect example.
Riley Tufte.
I'm saying it's just hard, like to, but I don't think you'll look ahead. I think you wait to see where you're at and then you deal with it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Do I think San Jose's got some good players? Yeah, I don't think they have Connor Bedard, obviously. Even though he's a BC guy, you know, Will Smith's going to be fantastic.
We could just look at him as a pro and don't worry about the BC part.
I'm looking at him as a pro, not as a college kid. My son goes to BU. That's why I hate BC, in case anybody's not. When I say hate, it's, come on, there's a lot of respect.
It's pure
like sports rivalry.
But
like,
I sure love
it's Pioneers beating them. If you're wearing BC gear, it's on site with Eric, all right?
I sure like the Pios beating them. That was nice.
So I'm going to show up in BC gear tomorrow.
So Will Smith, so I think you're right. I mean, is that a deadly combo? Mac is from there. I mean, they live there. They live in the San Jose area, you know, obviously from Vancouver, but they did move there because his dad working with the Golden State Warriors. You know, do I think it would be unreal to see him in Chicago where you're seeing maybe a little bit of Kane and Taze again? You know what I mean? Which I do believe he's Jonathan Taze as a player. That's who I think Mac is.
Really?
Yeah, to a certain extent. So,
huh.
Do I like Bedard and him? Like, I think it's fantastic. If you're him, he's already played in the USHL there. He's probably got connections there from, you know.
You probably think
like, oh my God, that'd be unbelievable. And it's such a great city when you win and, you know, those guys. Here's where I'd like for him to go. This is me because I never talk like this and I've never really given them any love over the past 20, 30 years. But it's Montreal Canadiens. I'd love for him to see him there. I think it's time for the Canadians to be relevant and be good. And I think Kent's doing a good job. Again, I'm not biased because of BU connections here. I think Kent Hughes does, you know, has done a good job. And I think they have some good things coming up. I do believe it would be fun for Macklin Settlement to be a Canadian. I think it'd be awesome.
It was
again, I'm from there,
certainly
so maybe
be.
And when you talk about going into different environments, San Jose and Chicago still have a long way to go in terms of their NHL talent. Now, Chicago certainly has an enormous amount of money to just go into free agency and try and be like, okay, we're going to be a 75-point team next year and spend a bunch of money to get to that kind of level so that when they have a couple of injuries and a guy that gets his contract terminated in the middle of the season.
The season isn't just over.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not this barren wasteland of talent. But, you know, San Jose is kind of in the same position, but they're way more expensive.
They're also just not as good.
Yeah.
On the whole.
Yeah. Like, their NHL talent is also bad, but they have locked up a lot of their money. All of their salary retention slots are gone.
Yeah.
Which...
A choice was great. Made with that hurdle deal for sure.
Great job. Weird, but okay. Those are going to be really hard environments for him to go into.
Yep.
But if you were to talk about like a Montreal, the media environment, the fan environment is obviously going to be its own challenge. But in terms of the quality of the team,
drop in next to a Cole Caulfield.
He gets dropped behind Nick Suzuki.
That's my point.
And you are talking about in year one, that's a good environment for him to be in. You could argue Arizona, that top six, you know, with the Clayton Keller, Nick Schmaltz, Matthias Michelli, you know,
some
on
talent
and on and on.
And some experience,
right?
There,
like it's an environment of quality in terms of the players that he's going to be playing with. and one that he could build with, not just going to be a bunch of 1 or 2 year mercenaries like I think you're going to see in San Jose and Chicago.
Fair point.
And Columbus, it's kind of hard because they don't have a GM and they just don't.
That organization have a direction. Has nothing happening, right? You have right. no idea what
it's,
they're
going to
be.
It's funny. Yeah. We're talking. They don't have a direction. They don't have a GM. What's going on here is your old centerman from childhood can continue to be their.
Did I tell you that before?
Their head coach. Rumor has it. But you look at the talent on that team and you're like, okay, awesome. I mean, there's Johnny Gaudreau, there's Patrick Laine, there's Kirill Marchenko has yeah. had a nice little breakout yeah. year for himself. There's
have
talent
other
there.
Other young pieces coming up with, you already mentioned Fantilli, but Juracek is there too. I know he's a D, but.
Yeah, and honestly, their D, you look at it and you're like, okay, Zach Werenski and David Juracek, Damon Severson, Ivan Provorov, like, it's not entirely barren there. It's not an organization bereft of talent. It's one bereft of leadership.
Yep.
And I think if they can find the strong voices that can just come in and take control of that organization, that would be another fine environment. And the exact opposite of Montreal. Columbus, he walks in there, no media environment that he has to worry about.
True.
Fans are just happy the team exists. You know, like it's not the same level as walking into a Montreal Canadiens being a number one overall pick. So it will be, I think it'll be a fun lotto because
I'm excited.
Because like, of what I talked about yeah. earlier, where he's going to form a 1-2 punch wherever he goes
yeah.
of those teams, he forms a 1-2 punch. It's not the same as Connor Bedard was the savior in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not going to be that way.
Yeah.
Wherever he goes, except probably San Jose, I think, is the one where you're looking at it going, he's most likely going to be the number one there.
And San Jose is like, at some point, they will turn it around. I do have faith in Mike Greer. And, you know, again, forget about the hurdle thing. And, you know,
yeah, just, of course.
I mean, they took, I use that expression, I mean, they took over a ham sandwich, right? I mean, they did. It was just,
the ham sandwich was thrown on the ground.
It was on the ground, stepped on, yeah. and then you're trying to get pickles from the side. I mean, it's just not.
You step
like,
on those because pickles are disgusting.
Jesus, yeah. There weren't, like, you know what I mean? So I think they're assembling some guys, and you can see some free agents now, college free agents like Graf signing their Y yep. opportunities, right? You know, this is what it's about, right? So I think they will figure out, but I agree with you. They're years with Anessa away. I like Will Smith. I do like, again, I hate saying it, but I do. I think he'll be fantastic in the league. I do think like
feels good.
Quinny does a good job. You know, be another college and NTDB route. I think yeah. he'll do fine with younger guys and better than, let's say, with the Rangers. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's more suited for him.
Yeah.
Given
his background, let him be a development coach.
I don't know what his relationship is with Mike Greer. I'm sure, there's a BU connection there. I'm sure it's good. And this year, I don't think there was any expectations.
Yeah.
I don't think there will be any next year. You know what I mean? But you're right. I think you're building a culture. You're doing something where Chicago, they're there. I mean, you saw that. Freaking, what's his name? Michigan guy signed to, and he scored on his first shot there, Nazer or whatever, like a couple days ago.
Yep.
They have a lot of good players coming in. I mean, it's kind of almost illegal, right? To when you're that bad for a couple years, you're going to have good players if you do it right.
Yep.
Quebec Nordiques, and you know, I mean, at some point, you're going to have some good players. So,
yeah,
the one thing though is you have to have, like I always say, you know, a recipe, not just ingredients. And I think that's where, you know, San Jose, they have to figure out what is their recipe. What if
they're still at the store looking around trying to figure out what kind of ingredients can we get?
My next question, and I know the answer to this question, but I have to ask it. Is there anyone that has a recipe list if they win the lottery that is not Macklin celebrating?
No.
I know you're not picking another forward, but can you talk yourself into a Siliev or a Levshinov?
No, man. No.
He's number one.
Yeah, Macklin celebrating is too good.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's for my money, I came into the year kind of iffy on, is he going to be the real deal? He's the real deal.
He is.
I'm sold.
Yeah.
And he's a franchise caliber center. I think he'll be a top 15 center in the NHL, maybe better. I think top 15 is probably fair. But that's a franchise player. That's a guy that you build around. And it doesn't matter. If you're Chicago and you've already got Connor Bedard, do you really need another franchise center? Yes.
Yes, of course you do. Yes.
And again, I'm biased with the Montreal thing. As you know, I've never rooted for the Canadiens till I was a young kid. But, you know, I think since the Patrick Roy deal, like, I don't know. It's just been kind of a, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, bah. They've had some decent teams. I think
that is the exact sound I think I make when I think about their existence in my life.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. I agree. And for me, because I'm from there and I know the history, and it's the New York Yankees of, you know, of hockey, right? It's the tradition and the cups and the excellence, right? Of, you know, they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think this is a kid that's willing to take on the challenge. I think this is a kid that would like and thrive being there. Some guys don't want to go to markets like that. Sure. I think he is not like, you know, he's not a cocky kid. He's not, but I don't think he's afraid of the limelight. I don't think he's afraid of the pressure. I think he thrives on it. So I think he'd be perfect there. You know, like you said, with everything that's been done the last few years, and I think Kent's done a good job. He was there. And I think they're ready to take the next step. You know what I mean? And he would certainly help. And I just like the, Jesus, this phone doesn't stop.
Man, you're so popular.
Yeah. No. Busy guy over here.
No, I get like 38 calls a day. From like realtors in Vegas and houses for, I'm like, man, you have the wrong number. Like, anyway, because I have a Vegas phone number I never changed my cell phone. But anyway, so I do believe it'd be awesome to see him there for those reasons. And you're right about Columbus. You know, at some point it's like, I can't even, and I tell you guys all the time, it's one of my sleeper markets. I like going there. I've liked going there all those years. So, but what is their organization? I don't know. They don't have a GM. They don't
pretty
have
pretty dysfunctional a, at the moment.
You know,
there's ingredients with no cookbook, no chef, no nothing. It's just a bunch of stuff sitting on a counter.
Because you look at even like the transformation a little bit of Florida the last few years, you know, Bill Zito came from Columbus, and it, you know, here you got Bill Zito getting a few years of extension to his deal. And if you talk to people that I'm older, so I don't talk to players really. I talk to guys that work there, but guys that work there, it's like, it's amazing the environment. It's amazing the culture that's within. And you know what I mean? It's awesome to see. So, but as far as Columbus, like, they don't have a guy in charge now. They don't. I mean, so it'd be nice to see like who's going in there. What is it? What is the recipe they're going to be, that guy's going to be using? Because obviously it hasn't worked. You know what I mean?
Don't you also think it's a little odd that people who have been part of their front office go elsewhere?
C-Mac.
Yep.
You have Bill Zito and Chris McFarland as two really good examples.
Found almost immediate success elsewhere, too.
Yeah.
And I mean, Chris McFarland, I know there's a lot of people who are like, moo, he doesn't know what he's doing as a GM.
He's outstanding.
Feel how you feel about his 2-year track record as a general manager, but him as an AGM was absolutely vital.
Yep.
Yes.
They do not win the Stanley Cup without Chris McFarland. Yep. They don't.
Yep.
And for him to have had that role, to have played that kind of role, and he might have been an AGM in Columbus and then an AGM in Colorado to start, different jobs. His responsibility in Columbus was completely different than the what he had in Denver, which is why the Avalanche hired him.
Yep.
Because when the front office took over in Columbus, and he said, I'm not going to be a part of this.
I don't fit here anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. He went looking for an opportunity to advance something different, and he found it in Denver and then found success. Bill Zito, same thing. He goes to Florida, and he takes over a franchise that has had no meaningful history outside of getting rocked in one Stanley Cup final, couldn't consistently make the postseason. And he's done what he's done. He's turned Florida into one of the franchises that players actively want to go to.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Helps being in Florida with no income tax. But he's taken
it. But they didn't go before.
That's my point.
Yeah, I know.
That advantage has always existed.
Yeah.
But he's turned that franchise into something meaningful. Yeah. Columbus has now watched multiple of their guys leave their organization and go be head guys elsewhere and win at least division titles.
Yep.
So that's an organization that just it's got to stop hemorrhaging talent.
Yep,
it just has to. They need an adult to come in that knows what they're doing and gets it, because it is not an organization without talent in it. The players, there's a lot of hockey talent there, waiting to be molded into a winner.
Yeah, I
agree.
They could get there with the right pieces and the right guys leading the way, but they're just not there right now. All right. Stop walking around everywhere. All right. Stop trying to walk to the rink. Stop trying to walk to a different organization. Drive there with a Toyota. You'll get there a lot faster. I promise. Toyota, the official vehicle of DNVR with tons of different options for you. Whether you're a truck person, of course, Toyota's DNA has always had trucks, or any other car you might be looking for. You can check out their new lineup, including the 2024 Tacoma and the return of the iconic Land Cruiser in their 2024 edition coming this spring. So, like, very, very soon. Toyota offers 17 models with available all-wheel or four-wheel drive, including the 4Runner, which was always the car that everyone wanted when I was a kid. Of course, they've got things like the Corolla as well, if you're more of a sedan person. And they offer more low and zero emission vehicles combined than any other automaker out there to give customers numerous choices to reduce their carbon footprint. That includes 16 different hybrid vehicles to choose from, including trucks and SUVs. Go visit your Front Range Toyota store at a location near you, including but not limited to AutoNation Toyota, Arapahoe and Centennial, Corwin Toyota in Boulder, Groove Toyota in Littleton, Mountain States Toyota in Denver, Stevenson Toyota East in Aurora, and Stevenson Toyota West in Lakewood. Toyota, the official vehicle even of the Colorado Avalanche and the official vehicle of DNVR. Once you got your Toyota, make sure you're throwing your bets down safely in the parking lot. Don't do it at a red light. I would never do this. Never done it before on the way into work. Not once. Bet 365. Sign up with code DNVR365. Bet $5 on any NHL game. Get $150 in bonus bets when you do. Throw it down. Put your money where your mouth is on the Winnipeg Avs series, if that's what you want to do. Stop just throwing out predictions into the ether and actually put some money on it if you believe in your prediction.
I've seen the predictions that the three of us have made. Yeah. I haven't seen Megan's yet, but think one of us is going to lose money.
It's a pretty diverse set of predictions for sure. It's interesting. Anyway, go throw your money down at Bet365. It doesn't even have to be on hockey. Bet on whatever you want with them with your $150 in bonus bets. Of course, when you do sign up, you must be 21 or older, physically located in Colorado. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER today. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. Let's get into some of the playoff races that incredibly are still remaining. And we'll get into some of the seeding stuff in a little bit, but we have to start with the final wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. Right now, at this moment,
nuts.
The only team that controls its own destiny is the Washington Capitals.
Yep.
They win tonight, they're in. Full stop. They directly face the Philadelphia Flyers tonight. Philadelphia must win this game in regulation against Washington to even have a chance. And then they would still need both Detroit and Pittsburgh to lose to get
in. Pittsburgh's tomorrow.
Correct.
Not even tonight. So can you imagine that?
So it would take a lot for Philadelphia to get in.
The right stars have to align for that, including them winning a hockey game in regulation.
If Washington does not win this game, both Detroit and Pittsburgh then have the opportunity to get in. Detroit with a win would get in, assuming Washington loses. Pittsburgh would need Detroit to also lose, and then they win to get in. I know that's a lot of words and really complicated. Who do you guys think gets it? Washington, Detroit, Pittsburgh, or Philadelphia?
This will surprise nobody when I say, just don't be Detroit. But it's not even about my hatred, a general hatred of Detroit. 27 of their 40 wins in regulation.
Yeah, they are overtime merchants.
Give me a break with that bullshit.
It's like the Islanders, right?
That frustrates me so much.
The Islanders is honestly even more egregious. 16 overtime losses and 9 overtime or shootout wins.
Yeah, they have 28 regulation wins out of their 38 wins.
That's absurd.
Yeah, they got in a weak division and they just made the most of it.
Yep.
Way to go, Patty Wah. That's
nice.
Fine.
Be nice.
I like the Isles. Do we forget this?
I know you do.
But I don't want it to be Detroit just for that reason. Who do I think is going to get in there? It's hard to ignore what the Red Wings did last night.
They were done.
That was pretty cool.
They were done in that desperation.
They dragged themselves back up off the mat.
Yeah, that desperation was interesting. And I want it to be Pittsburgh because Sidney Crosby's been unreal. And I want to see him get rewarded for that. I think that's so cool.
Jake Guentzel got traded off that team, and he was like, I'm taking us to the playoffs. Yeah.
He was like, all right, you want to sell? All right. Okay. Big fan of that. I think that's super cool.
It's definitely awesome to see a player put out like that, for sure. And then Philly, you'd need a miracle to pick them.
Which would also be cool just because so many things have to go right for them to get in that it'd be like, all right, that'd be cool too.
And that's why this is what I'm going to go with. I'd love to see Crosby. I would. Got a crush on him. You guys know that. But I think Wash just wins all right tonight and then puts everything to bed.
Just ends it.
Which would also
this Charlie Lindgren story is absolutely amazing. I mean, he's been unbelievable and...
That would be awesome. Ideal for our jobs if Washington could go ahead and do that for us.
For the predictions and stuff. But I do believe, and they're saying if Wash wins, then Leonard signs and he's in.
You think so?
That's what they were saying. They're saying he's waiting to see
if they make the show. If they get or not,
in, then you don't burn a year just to burn a year. You know what I mean? But you burn a year to go in the playoffs, then.
Then they get smoked in five, and you're like, "Whoa, cool."
No, but at least you went in, and you know. I don't know. We'll see. He's a good player too. God.
He and Tom Wilson are not going to be fun together.
No.
They're going to be a hassle.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot. Unfortunately, the West not at all interesting in making the playoff picture, but it is fun that there are a bunch of games that matter in the East. At least you got to give the NHL some credit for presenting the opportunity for situations like this to happen.
Yeah, well, and anybody that ever gets upset about, why don't they do the 3-point system, the 3-2-1?
This is why. Yep.
This is perfect for them.
Yep.
It's perfect for them. They will take a less interesting trade deadline in favor of this happening the last week of the regular season.
Yep. Every single time. It's not even close. And it's not even the end of the conversation. Now, the Rangers did clinch the President's Trophy. The last night, but
great. Can't wait to pick against them in the first round.
I mean, I'm not picking them against one of the four teams I just mentioned, but
absolutely not, dude.
But the other division, the Atlantic out East, Boston and Florida, 1 point separate them. Both have one game to play. And then you move out West. Yes, Dallas has clinched, but you have, obviously, the Winnipeg and the Avs is probably not as close as it looks, but it's not confirmed. Then you have Edmonton trying to chase down Vancouver. You have whatever is going on with VGK and LA. And you have Nashville in there, too, trying to fend both those teams off and hold on to the number one wild card spot. Am I dreaming, hoping there could be some moving and shaking here in the last few days of the season in the West? Or do you think that might be a real possibility that Vegas and LA or something like that could swap places?
Well, I thought if the Avs beat Vegas, I was like, you know what? It's going to be Vegas, Dallas in the first round, right?
Yeah.
Kind of let them.
It would have been very hard for it not to be.
And now it's like, oh, who knows, right? You know what I mean? There's just plenty of jockeying for positions still available, right?
Eric, let me ask you this.
Annoying for us.
Vegas controls their own destiny. If they win out, they will pass LA. If they pass LA, they play Edmonton round one. If they stay in wild card two, they get Dallas. Who would you rather have?
I mean,
I know it's not a good choice. It's not fun.
What do you mean it's not a good choice? I want Edmonton.
No,
I'll take my puncher's chance against those two monsters up there that the rest of that team sucks.
Okay,
I don't want to deal with the Dallas team that is white hot right now, playing their best hockey with a goaltender finally starting to round into form a little bit. No, I don't want that.
I mean, I don't want to play Dallas either, but after the Aiden Hill we saw the other night, you really want Edmonton?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
sorry, I know you asked him that.
No. That was, I mean, your answer's, I agree. I mean, I can't disagree with your answer. You know what I mean? I just can't. But I think if you're they got two left, right? Vegas.
Vegas has two left.
So I think you just play, and again, you play
at home against Chicago tonight.
Should really win that.
Yeah. Just play the right way. You know what I mean? Get themselves back in. I mean, they're bad. You know, and again, I mean, I heard Mark Stone might be coming. Just kidding. A little joke. It's just don't, please don't get inflamed there, the chat.
Mark Stone's pretty inflamed until he's not.
But he'll be there, yeah, next week.
He's inflamed until he gets engorged.
Yeah, so, I mean, who knows? I mean, freaking frack. Yeah, let them go play L.A. and see what happens. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. I don't love either situation if I'm Vegas. And obviously, you know, just be better and don't be at the bottom of the playoff teams, idiots. But
yeah,
for a team that is supposedly going to get all these magical pieces back in the start of the playoffs, they still have to beat their round one opponent. That's my point.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, there'll be some good teams gone.
Oh, of course.
7 to 10 days. That's just the way it is. That's nature of the beast. So, I mean, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pick your poison right now. Right? I mean,
there's going to be, what, at least three 110-point teams?
Gone.
They're probably four unless both Boston and Florida lose their last game. I would not be surprised if one of those teams does not make it out of the first round. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Is Matthews playing the last game? Did they say? They said they weren't sure. I didn't read the last.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I haven't kept up with Toronto. They've been boringly locked into that third spot for so long.
Yeah.
But that's why they're saying, like, do you risk, like, losing Matthews?
What's the real take here as a player, then? Let me ask you. If you're the player they're talking about, do we play you for the last game? Would you ever say no? Would you ever say you want to sit?
I'd play, but that's, I mean, you know. But I get it from an organization standpoint, you know, like you don't want to lose your star. So if he's sitting on the bus, he has no chance of getting hurt unless he really stumbles off the bus and misses the last step. You know what I mean?
I'm saying, so is it? It's not even really the player making that decision, right?
I don't think so. God, you wish he would have scored it last week.
If he had 70, he'd be like, he's definitely not playing.
If you were the player, though, and you were like, hey, I'm playing, and then you get hurt in that game.
I know.
How do you feel about it?
I know. That's my point. So, but I think as players, if you put it in their hands, they'll play.
Of course. But I'm saying, like, don't you think at some point you do kind of make the business decision where you're like,
you have to take it out of there.
Oh, man.
Making that decision was
sick. I mean, as a player, I play as a... As a player, I play as a manager. What's the
difference between 69 and 70? And don't you dare say one goal.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
The difference is he doesn't go down in history as a 70-goal scorer in a season. Yeah. He's not going to win the Hart Trophy.
Yeah.
In which it makes no meaningful difference for the team.
I know.
Either way, what does it matter? Is hitting 70?
It means absolutely.
I could understand if he was chasing an all-time record. He's not. It's just a cool number.
Oh, it is. I agree with you.
But also, he's at 69, which is the ultimate number.
It is nice.
But what's his name? McDavid gets his 100 assists last night. Only four players in the history of the league did it. That's great. You know, have a seat now. If I'm them, I don't play him.
Okay, and
that's what I'm saying. As a manager, I don't play Matthews. As a player, fighting, I want to go play.
They're fighting for seeding. Like, right. There's still something on the line for them. So I can understand McDavid pushing through and continuing to play and, you know, the 100 assists, that's incredible. But with Matthews, there's nothing to gain.
I know.
It's purely about hitting 70 just for the sake of hitting 70.
Yeah, but you're talking about an elite athlete, too.
Of course.
Right?
Like, well, and this is what Eric's saying. Like, if you give the player the choice, he's gonna go play.
Well, if I'm the Leafs organization, I don't give a shit if he gets 70 or not. Dude. That dude is catching the bench for sure.
I might, because they've got two games left. I might let him play one and say, hey, here's your chance. You're not playing in game 82 no matter what.
Oh, the Leafs have two?
Yeah, they're at 80.
I thought they had one.
They've got two.
I'm sorry, my fault. Oh, but they're not moving anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, so I might give him one to say, hey, I gave you an opportunity to go and get it. We're not getting cute with this.
You sit that guy down, you say, score in this first period, and you're not getting off the bench for the rest of the game.
Especially when you're talking about, like, the most cursed franchise on the planet. Are you seriously, seriously testing the gods because you're chasing one goal? One goal.
I agree.
It's not a, it's not like Ovi trying to break Gretzky's record. It's not like he's getting his 93rd goal of the season. You know, it's not any of those things. It's just a good round number to say he scored 70 one year. That's it.
It's something. I don't know when the last time someone scored 70 was. I'd have to look.
Probably.
It wasn't Brett Hall. It was.
Was it Solani?
I think it was Solani. What, and
was it Solani 89?
No, it's like 92. Let's look up 92 or 96. Hold on, let me see.
Either way, look at it right now. Like. It's a cool thing. How many? When's the last time somebody scored 69?
I get it.
Yeah. I know.
You're not wrong.
So with two games left, I'd let him play one, and then I'd be like, no.
I'm gonna say.
Do you feel the same way about Nathan MacKinnon?
Do you want to fight right now?
Just saying, he's at 138.
My only thing about that. They have 3 days off.
They do. And they're going to, if so they do are play Monday.
Very likely to have their series start on Monday.
Which would be another 3 days off.
You're talking about him not having played in a week.
93, okay.
So it's not about stats. It's about keeping him in rhythm, I guess.
Sure.
So I would have them play, but I would be playing Nathan MacKinnon 14 minutes against the Oilers.
Just enough to stay warm.
Exactly. It would straight up be cardio. That is it. That is all I want Nathan MacKinnon doing against the Oilers. I just don't want him sitting for a week.
Sure.
Which is why I make that argument for all of the like big guys. If any of them are nursing something that's really bothering them, hurt, they sit
for sure. Any nagging.
Now,
anything,
of course,
yeah.
Eric, you could definitely tell better than me because I've never played in an NHL season, but they're all hurting right now.
Oh, yeah.
But the guys that are really, like, they've been pushing through something, sure, you can give them that off.
Yeah, I mean, if you're really pushing something, like, you're like...
Yeah.
If you're 90%, you're good, bud. Go in there. If you're 70%, yo, take a couple extra days, get to 80% for the playoffs.
And it's also so easy to see. I mean, LOC, we're looking at each other like...
Something ain't right.
Something ain't right.
Yeah, well...
KO for a while, something's not right.
Right now, you're looking at Zach Parise, and something you're going... That guy's old as shit. He could definitely use a week off.
Look what 3 months off did for him earlier in the season.
Seriously, he came out of the gates with his hair on fire.
92-93 was Solani and... what did we say? McGillney.
Yeah.
That had 70.
That 92. Guy belongs in the hall for my money.
Oh, for sure.
Alexander McGillney.
No argument for me on
so
that.
Fast.
All right. So, you know, it's just an interesting conversation that you have in those situations where, yeah, on the East, you're seeing why it's so awesome that things get scheduled the way they do.
Yeah.
And in the West, you have a bunch of teams, I guess Toronto too, in the East, to be fair. But you have a bunch of teams talking about basketball level player management stuff getting done.
Yeah. I mean, you saw the Nuggets game on Sunday where they went to Memphis and the Grizzlies sat 13 of their players and called up their whole G League team here. It's like, you know, this is kind of the problem.
Basketball roster is 15 guys, by the way.
The current system leaves you open to this where it's like you're sitting everybody.
Yep.
You saw the did you guys see the Sharks last game? All the guys they're not bringing.
That doesn't surprise
me. It's like half their roster.
Sharks.
Yeah.
The San Jose ones.
From San Jose? Yeah, there's a bunch of those guys that aren't even bothering to play game 82.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Goal started early for those.
The 48 points is under serious threat.
Calgary just has to win in reg.
Come on, Kadri, hook us up.
It's all it's got to be, Nas.
The love affair with Nas continues. He's going to do us another solid.
Dude's just... doing work for the Colorado Avalanche.
When we finally convince KSE to build the Garden of the Gods outside Ball Arena, we're going to get a little somewhere. One for Kadri as well.
There'll be a statue of Bob Ross, and then the real people will know.
Such an inside baseball.
Yeah, I know.
Bob Ross.
Yeah, they would. Do you guys want some Bob Ross facts?
I'm down.
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do this again.
Okay, well. Anyway, before we get further off the rails, crack yourself open a Breck Brew. Have a good time with it. Enjoy the craft brew of DNVR. there's a flavor for everybody. They seriously have dozens of flavors. They even have rotating seasonal ones. I'm sure their spring one is just about to pop off. So go get yourself some. You can find Breck Brew in all 50 United States. Use the Breck Beer Locator online at breckbrew.com today. And did you guys know this?
Yes.
You didn't know this.
I know everything.
I had Red Hawk Roofing come out to my house this morning.
Oh, man. I definitely knew that. I'm tight with those guys.
No, you said it. You had some leakage.
My roof isn't leaking yet, but there definitely is damage from the hailstorm last year.
Yeah, from the
hail. And I learned that as long as you get it going within a year of the storm, your insurance will still cover it. So
go.
Exactly. Get it in before the year passes.
Every person breaking something on an item they own with a 350 days into the warranty. Go.
So go though. They quoted us as the last storm from last year. The big one was June 29th. So
well, you got time.
Yeah, I got another you got another 2 months basically to get in on your roofing repairs. When you do get it inspected, do it with Red Hawk Roofing. They'll give you that inspection completely for free. Go to redhawkroofing.com. And if another hailstorm does hit, they also have 24/7 emergency services too. So they can come out and patch up your roof if something bad does happen. Colorado local company. We always love them out here. Redhawkroofing.com. Go get with them.
They hang out at the bar pretty frequently.
They are here. Super cool. Pretty regularly. Yeah. It's cool. Cool to see people hanging, vibing in the community, as it were.
Exactly. Which is nice, because sometimes when you get, you know, it's nice to have like a local sponsor that actually like hangs out as part of the community that they're reaching out to.
Yep.
I think that's really awesome.
So, AJ, you kind of dove into another topic that I wanted to talk about here. Now, to be clear, the Avalanche start date for their playoff round is not yet confirmed. We don't have anything official. There's been some speculation that it could be Monday. More rest, better?
No, I mean, this year's Avs team has been bad coming off rest.
They have.
But
they're not hot right now. Oh, I'll take that one. Right?
I don't really care.
Just trying to see if there's anything.
Just better. Not Saturday is my only thing.
There's no way they're Saturday.
Yeah. Right. That was my only thing this entire time, because 3 days off, then they play what is likely going to be a meaningless game. Yep. And then they have to get on the road immediately and then play the next day. I didn't want that.
That would be a tough turnaround.
I'm good with
Sunday, Monday. Yeah, Tuesday, Sunday or Monday.
Yeah. I don't know when the Nuggets play.
I don't either.
But I don't know I don't think the play-in and everything. Please, yeah, that's my thing. Please don't have it be just because Ball Arena is available and just because they're in different cities.
Yeah.
Don't put them on the same nights, because I think the bar might turn into a civil war. Please don't do that to us.
Every TV's got a battle fought for it.
Yeah, exactly. Straight
but
up.
But this league is all about building availability. We don't know. And TV, right? You know, and then there's Canadian TV and then US TV, right? So a lot of Canadian teams this year.
That is true.
So Saturday night is a big night for Saturday, even though I think this is so stupid. I think you should have the same amount. Again, you should have the same amount of rest before you play your first game.
Yeah.
A quick check has Google saying the Nuggets game one is on Saturday.
Oh, that's not great.
Well, that is, because their abs are not.
But that would line up the Monday.
Their game two would be Monday.
Unless they have 2 days off or something.
The difference between the two is that the NBA frequently will give, there's a day, there's 2 days, there's 3 days between games. NHL is like every other day, like clockwork.
Yep.
No, I know. Again, we'll see. But I do believe, like, if you saw practice today a little bit, I saw some bits of, there's a lot of time spent at the board. You know, the whole team and the coach. And I think they need a little bit of practice time, you know. And
sorry to cut you off, but to your point, has this team practiced 15 times in the last 2 months?
No. It's so hard. Like, it's hard. Man. And I tell you guys all the time,
they never practice a lot late
in
the season.
It's hard. And as a coach, like, you're like, you want to get some, you need a little bit of a reset. Obviously, they need a reset. We all know that. They did it when they came back from the road. Remember, what game was that? And then they just didn't practice. They had a meeting, and then they came back with a strong game against Mini. So was that the Dallas game? Yeah, Dallas game. Came home. Had a game. they're just, they didn't go on the ice. They addressed some stuff. And, but sometimes you got to get out there. You got to get out there as a team.
Skate
and you gotta
it out
get
a
out
little
there.
Bit. Yeah.
And as much as there is a game left, we all know that, but we all know it means nothing. Right, for the Avalanche, but
yep. probably.
You know probably I mean? Means nothing for I the mean, other team, probably, too, most likely.
Probably, yeah. So it's like, so yeah, they're full mode Winnipeg Jets right now. I mean, they're full mode getting ready for Winnipeg Jets and coaching staff and video guy and yep. everybody. Everybody's full mode. Winnipeg Jets from on-ice play to off-ice stuff to freaking hotel planes and, you know, meals. Everything is Winnipeg Jets right now, even though there's a game left. In the regular season.
Comment from the Toyota chat from Nighthawk there. Number doesn't quite line up, but you could do the Sakic Jokic combo with the letters.
Jokic?
Like the Walker jersey that used to be half Avs, half Rockies, if you're doing a Nuggets.
Oh, yeah.
Avs one.
Walker, I remember that.
Yeah.
The one would work.
The one would work. And like the 9 and the 5 are kind of close-ish. Yeah.
The reason that worked is because it's different names.
Yeah.
But they sounded the same yeah. and they were the same number.
Yeah. I don't think any names are similar enough probably right now mm-mm. for these two teams, but oh well. Anyway, it's an interesting time of the year, I think. Around the league because you have...
Captain Obvious.
You're welcome.
No, me just explaining the Walker jersey.
But you have so many teams moving in so many different directions this time of year, right? You have teams gearing up for playoff runs. You have teams fighting to get into the playoff runs or their seeding. You have teams firing their coaches and already moving towards the offseason. You have teams.
Buffalo needed that. I know you love Donnie Granato, but.
No. I said it. I mean, I agree. It. No, I said it. Donnie's. I mean, I think that was. They needed to do that. They needed to do it.
I joked about it on Twitter saying, is Bo Byram a coach killer? And obviously, I'm not being serious, but I do think you watched Bo and Byram come to that team and become the coach of that power play unit. And you went, boy, there is something wrong here.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, again, I was going to say they need a reset in Buffalo, but then again, they've had like 87 resets in the last, 15 years now? Like that's
not been good. The playoffs? It's not been good.
I don't remember the streak.
I think it's 12 years.
They're the organization. They're the guy that keeps turning his computer off to and then back on to try to fix it. And it's like, this is a real problem. You actually need to go inside the computer. There's something broken. And pushing reset over and over and over is not going to fix that.
I've been trying with my phone too. It's just my screen's not changing. It's still cracked. I just need a new phone.
You got to stop throwing it on the floor. I see how you spike that thing in the office.
How many weekends have you said you're going to fix it this weekend?
It's 3 months now, right? For sure.
You really are the Buffalo Sabres.
That's what I'm saying. I'm doing the same thing as my phone. I got to go change it. No, it's going to come back normal. The screen will come back.
Not to dunk on Buffalo, but I just find it interesting how different you feel about this time of year depending on the team that you're looking at.
Yeah, because last year everybody loved them. We all loved them coming out of
there. I picked them to come out.
Speak for yourselves.
Three of us loved them.
This is the one thing I got right in our prediction, so give me this, okay?
Oh, no. I bought heavy stock on the Buffalo Sabres. Yeah,
so did I.
I was like, okay, this is it. Same. Now next year I'll be like, okay, this is it. New coach, Scotty Bowman's back. I'm kidding. But
it'll be Joe Quenneville. And I'll be like, well, I'm not betting against that guy.
He's gotten teams into the playoffs almost his entire career.
That's what I'm saying, man. This is not a guy that I'm like, you can't do it anymore.
Sheesh. Anyway, we're winding it down here. Is there anything around the league you guys want to touch on that I missed, or are we good?
No, we're good.
The three of us could do this all day.
In another world, we would just sit here for 3 hours and shoot the shit about NHL hockey, or not even like just hockey in general.
Honestly, I think it'd be fun, especially if our series opens up on Monday. It'd be fun if we did like a watch along,
just a Saturday all day. Maybe that we could do that.
I was gonna say Sunday because I don't want to mess with the Nuggets game.
That's a good point.
Yeah, like just like hey, let's watch the first round together because. My favorite time of hockey season is the first round of the Cup playoffs because it's so much fun. Just and every all game,
day action, yeah.
The energy picks up because you look at all the games finishing up right now. There's very, this it's what made the Detroit game last night so interesting.
Yeah.
There's very little intensity going on.
Yep.
There's very little enthusiasm for these late season games where teams are locked into spots. They're just trying to get out of them healthy. It's cardio workouts. They're in cruise control.
Yeah.
But then you get into the first round and everything kicks up a notch. Like, you remember the game one of Florida-Tampa Bay a couple of years ago where it was like...
That thing was a bomb.
Holy yeah. Lordy. This Slug is like... This, we've had like nine sick. Boarding penalties. A couple yep. guys are getting thrown sick. Out of this game. It was insane. And it's like, that's
must
playoff hockey. Yeah.
Yep. I'm and, down. I love this idea. You yeah. sold me.
I think it sounds fun. I think it sounds fun. We'd have to see the schedule and see if it would work out. But I love the idea of us just doing like, hey, let's watch a random game or two together.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you want to watch a random game or two with us, let us know if that's a thing we should do on Twitter. Hit us up at DNVR Sports. If you want to go play some games yourself, do it with Volo. You can sign up for the Volo Pass today with code DNVR3 and get $10 off your first 3 months of the Volo Pass. The Volo Pass is a modern day sport and social club. That is Volo itself, rather. And you can get that Volo Pass to get in on all of their action, including unlimited access to pickups, league drop-ins, as well as tournaments discounted. So jump on it. They have all sorts of sports from bowling, flag football, softball, baseball, a million other things that I am blanking on right now. Soccer, of course. That's the only one that I can think of. I don't know. If you name a sport, you can play it with Volo, basically. So go get with them. Go sign up for that Volo Pass today and use that DNVR3 code to get $10 off for your first 3 months with Volo. Once you're signed up there, make sure you're being smart with your money. With Premier Members Credit Union, you can get in with PMCU today. They're a credit union, not a bank, so they find new and interesting ways to make sure you're earning the most you can on your money, including their new high-yield savings account, or you can earn 5% APY on your first $2,000 with their reverse-tier money market. Whatever your goals, they can help. PMCU is all about creating a better banking experience for their community. When you become a new member at PMCU, you'll get $200 just for opening an account and signing up with e-statements. It's that easy. This will be your best money move yet. Head to becomepremier.com to find out more. And it looks like we do have one super chat here. $5 from Melanie, who says, just want to say hi and thanks for all you do, my go-to podcast. Much appreciated. You're always in here sending us lots of super chats, Melanie, so we appreciate you too.
All love.
From our side of things, we are going to have a podcast tomorrow as well. Dave Jackson. I don't know what his official title is.
ESPN's officiating guru, yep. Dave Jackson.
So, former NHL referee, right? Obviously works with the NHL referees right now.
Yep.
But also works on ESPN as the, what do they call him? They call him the ref analyst or whatever. Whenever there's a call, it's you get the...
I think I did him a solid by calling him the officiating guru. I gave him a cooler job title than he actually has.
That's going to be the title of the show, Officiating Guru Dave Jackson.
Jackson is awesome. He's awesome. Awesome guy. He's fun.
He's coming on the show tomorrow. So if you have reffing-related questions that aren't too expletive-filled, send them our way. Maybe we'll ask him some of the best ones.
A little bit thoughtful and not just ranty.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my problem. I'm just going to want to yell at him.
No, but I love to hear their side of this. I mean, it's true because you're so heated, you know, yeah, like in the course. Game that it's fun to hear their side. You know what I mean? Because they're impartial. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was going to say they're supposed to be. No, they are impartial. They're not supposed to be. They are. They don't root for a team. You know what I mean? Unlike people think, AJ.
And keep they're an eye human. Out. Over the next couple of days, we are doing preview videos for all 8 first round playoff series. So
yep.
We will have lots of coverage on that, including, obviously, I'm sure you all want to see the Avs Winnipeg one, but if you're a hockey fan beyond the Avs, we'll have you completely covered for the playoffs. So be sure to check those out right here on this YouTube channel where you should like, subscribe, or if you're not a YouTube person, you can always find us as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, and everywhere else that podcasts exist. So do that. We appreciate y'all. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. Y'all silly like the mayor.